All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Thursday, October 29th. Yes, I'm doing a stimulus update. I have not done a stimulus update since Monday because I felt that the past 2 days, there wasn't much to talk about. A stimulus deal is not imminent, and I do have a strong distaste for creators who slap the word finally on every freaking stimulus video as though something is about to happen. But basically, recently, it's kind of just been, you know, Pelosi and the gang, kind of the same old, right? But I did stay busy the past couple days here on YouTube and released 4 videos. But other than maybe the first one, lots of y'all really didn't care for them. So before we get into the stimulus update, I want to know, other than stimulus, what other topics are you interested in? I was reading comments recently and saw some video ideas, some requests. Magala, I like that name. What is that? It reminds me of Malaga. That's a city in southern Spain where my wife and I honeymooned, actually. Anyway, Magala asked for an Acorns review. So yes, I did download the Acorns app this week. I do have some thoughts on it, and I'm in the process of putting together a review. Thomas is wondering about what those on unemployment who didn't get taxes withheld should do. Christy is wondering about something in stocks that's related to real estate. I assume she's talking about REITs. I'll do a video on REITs. When I worked for a large accounting firm, I worked on large REITs all the time, doing their REIT testing and whatnot, and I'm very familiar with that particular kind of company. So I welcome comments like these. Please leave any requests or video ideas in the comment section. Keep in mind that I do look for topics that I think will be of broad appeal to many people. So if you're asking about, you know, hey, what do you think about the real estate market in Santa Fe, New Mexico? You know, that's an interesting topic, but it's probably not of too much appeal to most people in my audience. Okay, so keep that in mind. All right, let's get into the stimulus update. Really, the stimulus news today is that Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to Steven Mnuchin, a public letter, and apparently, according to Larry Kudlow, left-leaning news outlet Politico somehow got their hands on this letter before the White House did. We'll talk about Kudlow in a bit. But this letter is basically Pelosi crapping all over Mnuchin and publicly, in written form, putting all the blame on the Trump administration and basically saying the ball is in Mnuchin and the Trump administration's court to do something. Probably some truth to this, I must say, but cynically speaking, this definitely marks a change in Pelosi's tone from what we've heard previously when she was talking about being optimistic, hopeful, optimistic, etc. So the tone of this letter is markedly different, and the timing, of course, 5 days prior to the presidential election, is interesting to say the least. So what Nancy flaming Steve for? Well, for starters, you'll recall that a couple weeks or so, Mnuchin said he would accept Democrats' language for a national COVID-19 testing program and other COVID-19 related measures. So that week, Mnuchin and Pelosi went back and forth, apparently made some agreements. But in this letter, Pelosi is saying, we still have not received a final answer on new compromise language regarding whether the Trump administration will agree to the national science-based strategy for testing, tracing, and treatment that is needed to crush the virus, as well as language on vaccine, the provider fund, and ACA coverage for unemployed workers. And that's not all. Pelosi also lists 6 other stimulus measures, all of which we have discussed previously here on the channel, as areas where apparently Pelosi and the Democrats are still waiting, according to Pelosi, for a response from the White House. Those 6 areas are state and local funding, school reopening, childcare, tax credits, unemployment, and liability protection. Then on the second page, Pelosi blasts McConnell as well, saying that Trump will need to convince him to take his hand off the pause button. And of course, Pelosi brings up the election as well. The millions of Americans that have been waiting in line for hours to vote, implying shame on you, White House, for not wanting to provide the necessary funding for elections during a pandemic. Now, White House economic advisor and perennial stimulus check hater Larry Kudlow was on Fox News this morning sharing his 2 cents on this letter and on stimulus. Here's the clip.
Does that sell-off in the stock market push the president closer to a deal, Larry?
Not at the present time. Not at the present time. Look, this morning, Secretary Mnuchin was sent a letter from Speaker Pelosi, like he needs a letter. They've been talking every day for 3 months. Somehow, I guess it's a mystery, that letter got to Politico before it got to the secretary. Our team now believes that the speaker has no intention of compromising on key issues. She is going to hold up key assistance like the PPP, small business assistance, and unemployment assistance. She is stringing us along, and basically we think there's virtually no hope for these tests. We have doubted her seriousness in the recent weeks. We've continued to negotiate in good faith. This letter that got public before it got to the secretary is wrong, bad form. But most importantly, they show no evidence of compromising on the very key issues. So we'll perhaps have to wait. I don't think this recovery depends on the assistance package per se. But I do think, Sandra, I do think unemployment assistance, PPP, small business assistance, helping the schools, that could have helped a lot. And it's not going to happen. The Democrats have been completely intransigent.
Kudlow claims that Pelosi has no intention of compromising on key issues and is simply stringing Republicans along, and that this letter from this morning is in bad form. He basically blames Pelosi and the Democrats for why it's not going to happen. Those are his words. But keep in mind that this is just Kudlow's highly partisan perspective here, and especially a perspective of someone who already believes that the economy is in a V-shaped recovery. Earlier in this segment on Fox News, they were talking about the Q3 GDP data today, right? With GDP increasing in Q3 at a rate of 33.1% annualized. Kudlow was like, yep, that's the V-shaped recovery I've been talking about this whole time. Okay, Larry, but what about a little thing called COVID-19 case increases and potential lockdowns? And you got to remember, this record increase in Q3, a lot of it just stems from a record decrease in Q2, right? If you saw my video on Q2 GDP, you know what I mean. And this is with virus cases surging. Nevertheless, yesterday, White House officials said there would not be lockdowns in the U.S., at least not to the degree that various European nations are currently implementing. Though Dr. Fauci was on CNBC yesterday, implying that he is supportive of state and local mask mandates and perhaps hinting at a nationwide mask mandate if that's what it takes, which would make some people go absolutely insane. So yeah, people, that's where we're at. Pelosi's leaked letter, Kudlow saying stimulus ain't happening because Democrats are intransigent. That's where we're at. 2 days before Halloween, 5 days before the election, a stimulus deal is not close. So don't believe the hype. There's no finally, right? I told you yesterday that Mitch McConnell thought that Pelosi and Mnuchin were never even close to a deal. Looks like he was right, sadly. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.